I've been thinking about you all day today. Daydreaming about all the naughty things I want to do to you. See, I'm a bit conflicted. I'm craving some control. Maybe I should tie you to your favorite chair. Torture you a bit. Have you at my mercy. Or I can let you have your way with me. Because I want to feel your hands in my hair, your thumbs stroking my cheeks. I want to give you control. You decide the pace. Gentle, leisurely, frenzied, wild. However you want my mouth on you. I've been craving your pre-cum on my tongue, the weight of your cock inside my mouth. I need you to satiate this hunger, because nobody does it for me like you do. Would you like it if I tied my hands behind my back, so I can only pleasure you with my lips and tongue? Make you growl as I push you to the edge, leave you breathless, make your legs quiver in ecstasy. Give me your moans. I want them gruff, desperate. Let me hear you hiss between clenched teeth, trying to hold back because you're not ready to let go. Trust me, I'm not gonna let you until I hear you beg. I wanna suck your cock so deep and hard you can barely keep your eyes open and your head falls back. I'm gonna welcome the sting in my scalp from your hands pulling at my hair. I'm thinking about running my tongue flat on the underside of your cock, just the right pressure you like, and then upwards, slowly trace your slit with the tip of my tongue. Let me linger there for a bit. Would you like that? Then I'm going to run my tongue down to the base, pepper you with gentle kisses. Oh, my clit is throbbing. Pussy's drenched, liquid heat dripping down my thighs. You do this to me, only you. You reach for my breast, gently cupping it, but that's not what I want. I push my breast into your hand and you give me just what I need. You squeeze it hard, pinching my nipple to the point of pain, but I relish it. You give my other breast and nipple the same treatment, and I thank your cock by humming. I love how you forget to breathe when I take you deep and fast and suddenly release your cock, setting off an unexpected shock through your entire body, your steel-hard cock bouncing off your stomach while your hips try to follow my mouth. Just when you think your lungs are full again, I take your cock in my mouth without warning. Again, sucking you so hard and fast, your breathing can barely keep up. Your voice bounces around my ears, and you have no idea how much power you yield in those words. They spur me on. So I hollow my cheeks, and your hips lift off the chair, your whole body trembling, your skin glistening with sweat and beads of it rolling down your chest. Your eyes shut. Your whole body is flushed and I can see your veins wanting to burst. I know you're close, but I release you and sit back and try to watch you catch your breath until my own is in sync with yours. I wait for you to step back from the edge while your hungry eyes meet mine. I smile at you, uncertainty touching my lips. I see a smile of contentment brewing in your expression, and then I see it in your eyes. Go for it. You say, and you know I'm your obedient little girl, wanting nothing in this moment but to pleasure you with my tongue. So I build you up again, run my tongue flat from your ass to your balls, the underside of your cock, and flick the tip of it with my tongue. Just how we enjoy the journey, you love the destination of my tongue just as much. I will never get enough of the feeling of the smooth head of your cock, so I swirl my tongue around it, making sure I hit the rim and give your sweet spot a flick as I pass by it several times. Your breathing is diminished to shallow, controlled hisses, and it sounds like music to my ears. And that's how I know you're back on the edge. But this time, the buildup is slow. I wrap my lips around your crown, worshipping it like a king. You break eye contact as you tip your head back, uttering pleas for mercy, laced with incoherent curses. While keeping your hands on the chair's armrests, I know you're doing this to keep from touching me because you know you're not gonna last any longer if you do. I know you want to draw this out as much as I do, but I know you need to come. Your panting comes in shallow, furious successions. You know what I want to hear. So I go wild, sucking you deeper. You know I need you to say it. I'm not letting up at the speed while my head bobs up and down on your shaft, and I suck you as hard as I can, letting you hit the back of my throat from time to time. Oh, I moan long and deep, and you feel the vibrations to your core. You growl, and I almost chuckle. Please. Please what? Tell me. That's it, bag. I focus on the tip, sucking and licking while my hand pumps you with reckless abandon, humming and moaning, savoring your taste in my mouth. I cherish your trembles and shivers like precious gifts. I open my eyes and meet your gaze. More. Don't stop. Please. Your eyes plead all at once. But I feel the shift in us. It feels right. I hold your gaze. I see your pupils dilate even more, and I feel your whole body go taut. Oh, that's it. Let go. Let go. Right then I feel your hug come hitting the back of my throat. We moan in unison, loud. Oh, hunger appeased. Oh, yes. This, I need it. You, I need you. I'm not stopping. I feel you peak, and this torture on your sensitive cock is sending you into oblivion. I should stop, but I can't. Your eyes are shut tight, your knuckles white from gripping the armrest so hard. I release your cock from my mouth and watch you fall back to earth, disoriented by how hard you've come. Our breathing an orchestra of deep inhales and ragged exhales, lungs and pulse and brain scrambling to catch up. You open your eyes, glassy and satisfied. I smile. Your head tips back as you laugh. Your lungs fill with warmth. Oh, fuck. Let's go again.